This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas. Invasive plants are those that are not native to an area. Native plants are plants that evolved on the continent of North America. They usually have quite a few insect species that feed on them because they evolved together over thousands of years. And in turn, there are bird species that eat those insects. Thus, there is a link between native plants, insects, and birds. Because of his devotion to bugs, Ozarks at Large's insect expert, Dr. Donald Steinkraus, is passionate about ridding our area of invasive plants. I recently spoke with Dr. Steinkraus, who brought in a few examples of exotic plants.
Well, this one is a very pretty plant. It's called Asian Lespedeza or Lespedeza sericea. We do have some native Lespedezas in this country that were prairie plants. And this one was brought over to this continent as a sort of an erosion control thing, and some people thought it might be good food for cattle. And but we battle this on our property. But it's also, once you develop an eye for it, it sort of looks like ostrich feathers. It's kind of pretty in its own way, but you'll start seeing it all along the roadsides, and it forms dense stands that really aren't very useful for anything. It's not eaten by the birds that much, and it just crowds out all the native plants, which are much more attractive and much more useful. So this is not the worst of the plants we have out there, but it's very difficult to control. It has very thick roots which store water. So
it
even
looks
when it's
thick.
What?
It looks thick.
Well, yeah, it's in the legume family, but
to me it almost looks like maybe like a cedar tree a little bit.
Doesn't it?
Yeah,
yeah, I see what you mean, because it's got those little short leaves. Mm-hmm. But it's a legume. It's like, you know, it's related to the clovers, but our native plants are much preferable to these. I guess the thing I really want to make crystal clear to you is that I like insects.
Right.
Right.
That's what we typically talk about.
Yeah, I like insects. And most insects are herbivores and eat plants. And these exotic invasive plants don't support the insects. And then I also like birds, and the birds eat our insects. So you get this double whammy. You lose bird populations, and you lose your insects. So this is one of my real pet peeves right now.
Well, that almost looks like a tree branch.
It is a tree branch. This is Ailanthus. They call it Tree of Heaven. And this was brought over in the 1800s from China. And it grows almost anywhere. It grows very rapidly. But it's a very toxic plant.
So it is not heavenly?
No.
No. Okay.
They called it Tree of Heaven initially, because it has these beautiful pinnate leaves. They are kind of luxurious, tropical-looking things. Supposedly, some of the sap of this is actually poisonous. It can damage the human heart if you ingest it or breathe it in or something. But this plant is pretty. It grows fast, and there's a lot of it in Fayetteville. This is my opinion. It should be cut down and destroyed everywhere in the county. It spreads very rapidly by these dry winged
seeds. Oh, I've seen those.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. each plant, like a big tree, can produce hundreds of thousands of these winged aerial seeds which float off. Each one has one seed. And right now, our Ailanthus are just loaded with these seeds. They're going to spread all winter long everywhere.
Well, it's definitely, it's a cluster of these seed pods.
Yeah.
So do birds get these seed pods?
I don't think actually the birds do eat these much, no. And there's only a couple insects which feed on Ailanthus. There's a little tiny Ailanthus webworm moth which the larvae feed on it. But essentially it's just a harmful tree, and it forms these big thick thickets of trees. It puts out allele chemicals which kill other plants, and it can just take over a whole giant area. And it's going to take over Fayetteville if we don't try to stop it soon. If people become aware of this, like, they should kill it on site and try to remove every one of them and replace it with a native plant. So one of the reasons why I'm mentioning this is that I like butterflies, and a lot of you like butterflies?
I do like butterflies.
Yeah. Certain of our most beautiful butterflies, like the zebra swallowtail. The zebra swallowtail caterpillar only eats pawpaw, and pawpaw is a native plant. And so when a person is thinking of a plant to put in their yard, sometimes they choose an exotic plant like Nandina. But Nandina doesn't support our insects, whereas pawpaw does. So if you have a choice between an exotic plant and a native plant, if you plant pawpaw, you'll have zebra swallowtails. Or if you plant Dutchman's pipe, you'll have pipe vine swallowtail. So those, both of those butterfly species are, they're very strictly limited in their food preferences. Monarchs only eat milkweeds, which are native here. So when you have a choice, if you can plant these native plants, you'll be raising, you can have pretty plants that also produce beautiful caterpillars and beautiful moths or butterflies. We have a sweet little town, and this is not new to Arkansas, or it's not only Arkansas that's facing invasive plants. All the states are. And in different states, it's different plants because they have slightly different environments. This is another one that's a very serious problem in Fayetteville. This is a bush honeysuckle. It's a Lonicera, also from Asia. And these have been around since probably the 1800s, too, and they produce these red succulent berries in the fall. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen this one?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. If we took you down, right, Dawn, on the bike trail right here?
Okay, then yes, I've seen it.
It's everywhere.
Then yes, I've
it's
seen
it. It's like 90% of the vegetation on the bike trail is bush honeysuckle.
Well, then I've seen it.
Okay, so it has the same kind of bad effects that these other ones do. It first of all, it leaves out real early in the spring, and it shades out the ground so that our natural native understory plants, like the trilliums and bloodroots and things that used to be here, no longer exist. So you get these 100% solid stands of bush honeysuckle, and it's everywhere in the town. Anybody that, once you begin to notice it, you'll realize it's everywhere. It doesn't support a lot of caterpillars. Its flowers aren't real good for bees. And so...
So its flowers aren't the honeysuckle, like the white or yellowish blossoms?
They are.
They are.
They are white and yellowish, yeah. This one's not as fragrant. I brought the other one, and there's a couple bad ones. There it is. This is Japanese honeysuckle.
That one looks more familiar, like the honeysuckle that I have in my yard.
Yes, it's a vining plant. It's everywhere also. And it produces a very, very fragrant flower. It smells like jasmine. I love the smell myself. A lot of people do. It's very tropical.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, in the springtime and some early summer, I love it at my house.
I bet. Mm-hmm. A lot of people do. Mm-hmm. But it's actually a very destructive pest. It covers trees up and shrubs, and it strangles them, and it completely covers them. And it'll cover the ground. It's attractive. And so is this. So is bush honeysuckle. They're attractive, no doubt about it. But they aren't good for the insects. They're not good for the birds. And then there's a third interaction there. They're also a larger effect on on native plants, because the deer don't like to eat most of these plants. The deer also evolved with our native plants, which means the small pockets of native plants are being eaten by the deer. And in many states, there's actually good evidence that the deer may cause native plants to go extinct.
Well, so bees don't like the honeysuckle flowers?
You know, not very much, no. One thing I do always, I always observe bees. When I see flowers, I always look to see if I see bees on them. And no, these are not preferred sources of pollen and nectar for honeybees or wild bees. If you compared it, you could see it graphically. Like, I have a wild plum growing on my property. The wild plum, when it's in bloom, is covered, just absolutely covered with wild native bees. But if you look at a bush honeysuckle plant in bloom, there's
no
very
bees.
Little. Very little, very, yeah. And related to that, here's another plant which is extremely common in northwest Arkansas.
That looks familiar. The leaf looks familiar. It's sort of, it's a wide leaf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what they call calorie pear or Bradford pear.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's really pretty in the springtime, the Bradford pears, right?
Yes, they are.
I mean, just covered in the white flowers.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Yep, they're absolutely right.
But that's an invasive tree.
It's very bad, yeah. I hate to sound negative, but that's what we're talking about, is bad invasive mm-hmm. plants. This plant is planted all over, especially at the malls and in roadsides and in, you know, developments. It's extremely common. It has its pluses. You know, it has a pretty leaf.
It's pretty in the springtime. I mean, they're just covered in flowers.
They are.
Yeah.
But they're not the best for bees either, or butterflies or anything. And there's very few caterpillars, if any, that eat on this. And it's invasive. And so the net effect is these things start taking over the landscape, and you're left with a landscape that no longer has the native plants.
Right, and there's nothing for the insects to eat.
That's absolutely right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the take-home message. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Donald Steinkraus is an entomologist at the University of Arkansas. He says native oaks, tulip poplars, spice bush, and wild plums are good native alternatives to exotic invasive plants. He produced a brochure on the City of Fayetteville website on invasive plants in Fayetteville. It is available at accessfayetteville.org under Parks and Recreation.